Blog Talk Radio.
The name of the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to the broadcast this evening. I'm your host. My name is Apostle Lon Stocks. I'm here with my lovely wife, Evangelist Charlene Stocks, and we're just giving God the praise and the glory for everything this evening. Oh, I got my picture there with you. Oh, okay, I want to sit next to you, not on top of you. I mean, take that back. Yeah, I do like to get on top sometimes, but right then, not in this picture. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, honey. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Okay, I hear your voice, and I just did. All right. Well, it's good you got your earphones on, I think. I got mine on, too. I don't wear mine that much, but I got them on. Well, this evening, I tell you, this is what? What's this date? Wednesday?
Yep, it's Wednesday.
It's the middle of the week, and it's a good time to give your heart to Jesus Christ. It's a very good time to give your life to Jesus Christ. I mean, it's a good time to give your life to Jesus Christ. It's just a good time. I give God the praise. Amen. I give him the glory. For all things, I tell you, God is a good God. And he's done so many mighty things in my life. Amen. But tonight, honey, I want to talk about something. We're talking about that fast, remember?
Yes,
we're going on this fast, and we're going on it when?
Friday into Saturday.
Friday morning. We're going to start at 6 a.m., and we're going to go all the way through until 6 a.m. Saturday morning.
Yes.
6 a.m. Friday morning. That's the 11th, right?
Yes.
January the 11th.
Yes.
And coming out 6 a.m. January the 12th.
Yes.
Amen. We're going to have breakfast in the dining room 6 a.m. I tell you, we're going to be praying and fasting all night. We're going to be looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We're going to be looking and expecting God to do some great and mighty things. I tell you, God is a good God. Even on a bad day, every time I turn around, he just keeps right on blessing. What are you going to say about that?
I concur.
You concur?
Yes.
That he keeps on blessing?
Yes.
Put food on your table?
Yes, he does.
Clothing on your back? I tell you.
Yes, sir.
Ain't nobody like our God.
Nobody.
Nobody like our God. Your camera's got you. Well, is your camera turned back there?
Yes.
Got that thing on there. I see you got that chair in there. That recliner in there, that's all I'm saying. I was trying to move mine. But it's not mine, it's yours.
No, it's my thing.
You got your camera turned on there. All right. Well, thanks, we thank God. Amen. God is good. I'm going to fix that camera where you can get off that chair. I don't like that chair in it. It goes. You in the other chair. But God is good, and God is worthy to be praised. Tonight I want to talk about this kind only moves by prayer and fasting.
Mm-hmm.
There's some devils that just don't move and they got away. Some devils move, you know, easy, but some devils ain't going to move either.
Amen.
You do know that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Some devils are stubborn. They ain't going to move and they got away now.
Mm-hmm.
Some devils will just go out. But there's some devils that are stubborn. Man, I say they're stubborn. Let's take a look at something here. In the book of Mark, I talked about it a little bit in Bible study tonight, but I want to really get into it on this program. In Mark chapter number 9, verse number 17, Father, bless your word tonight. Bless us that we might speak as oracles of God. Bless the hearers that they can hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Mark chapter 9, verse 17, King James Bible. Read, honey.
And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit.
He brought this child to Jesus' disciples. Verse 18.
And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not.
Well, you know, that's a serious thing. Mm-hmm. They ain't no real, that's a serious demon there.
Yeah.
Now, the top of apostles, Peter, James, John, Bartholomew, them guys couldn't cast that devil out.
Okay.
That was a heavy devil. Some devils are different than other devils. Some devils you can say, get, and they're gone.
Okay.
Some devils, I command you, and they're gone. But Pastor Rattler told me, said, some devils are lay on the floor. And fake their way. They pretend to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
He's what you stomp from. They get up. They're not even real.
Mm-hmm.
Some devils, I don't know, I won't say educated, but they're more ruthless than others.
Okay.
Some devils are more cunning.
Mm-hmm.
And they just like poverty. That's a devil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, you're bound in poverty.
Yeah.
And you go through life in poverty. I mean, struggling financially.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll think there's something wrong with you, but that's not you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the devil got you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
How the devil can get you where you believe that you're supposed to be where you are. You're not even supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be broke,
mm-hmm.
can't get a job,
mm.
sick in the body.
Wow.
And you'll start saying things like, well, you know, this is just my lot in life.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's not an easy devil to leave. And everybody don't spot him.
Yeah.
See, it takes a real man of God,
mm-hmm.
or a woman of God, to spot that devil.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because
mm-hmm.
see, some people as well, he'll what he do? He camouflage himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he look like he's a part of your life.
Right.
You hear people say, well, that boy ain't going to never be no good.
Yeah.
I knew he was going to be like that.
Yeah.
And one preacher told me, well, I could tell he was like, it was a baby.
Yeah.
See, the devil camouflages himself and make people say negative things about you.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? If you start believing that man, he got you.
Yeah.
He got you. Your goose is cooked.
Mm-hmm.
You take a fall, meet you, man, because your goose is already cooked.
Wow.
And we want to come against that tonight.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. I want to come against that. So wheresoever he takes him, that's the devil. He tears him. And he forms and gnashes with his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Now that devil got that kid. Got him.
Mm-hmm.
And the father couldn't do nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought it to Jesus' disciples, and they couldn't do nothing. So Jesus asked them, say what?
Oh, faithless generation.
Jesus, wait a minute. You know what? Y'all ain't got no faith. Now, I know nobody want to hear that. When things is going contrary, you think you got faith, and you're still holding, that demon still got you.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said to you, oh, faithless generation. And you said, I sure thought I had faith.
Right?
And Jesus said, no, you ain't got no faith. He said, faithless generation.
Wow.
How long shall I be with you? Go ahead.
How long shall I suffer you? Bring them to me.
Jesus said, bring them to me. I'm going to prove to you ain't got no faith.
Hmm.
Everything that Jesus Christ did, you know, he did it with faith.
Mm-hmm.
It was faith. Now, somebody said, well, he's got power. But he had faith. He walked the water with faith.
Right.
I mean, he raised the dead with faith.
Right.
Come on now. He healed withered hands with faith.
Right.
Faith. He answered and said, oh, faithless generation, how long shall I be with you?
Mm.
How long shall I suffer you?
Uh-huh.
Bring him unto me. Verse 20 said what?
And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straight.
Now that's that demon that's hitting that guy. When that demon saw faith in Jesus Christ, he did what?
The spirit carried him.
He carried that demon. That demon didn't want to go nowhere.
Hmm.
I mean, just to meet Jesus was too much for him. And so what he did, he tore that child.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he teared it. Did you see that?
Yes, sir.
He teared him.
Mm-hmm.
And he fell on the ground and did what?
And wallowed foam.
He fell on the ground like a dead man.
Uh-huh.
Look, he fell on the ground like a dead man. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Look, he fell on the ground. Now, that makes you feel like that your prayer ain't working.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
See, that makes you think, well, you ain't got no faith.
Wow.
But it don't mean that. Now, he tear him.
Mm-hmm.
He vexed him.
Yeah.
Made him do something crazy. He threw him on the ground.
Mm.
And the kid started wallowing like he was a crazy man.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Now look what happened. Verse 21, what happened?
And he asked his father.
Now that's Jesus talking.
How long is it ago since this came unto him?
Now what Jesus is asking.
And he
said, Oh. What Jesus is asking tonight.
Okay.
How long the one that's listening to you and I been going through this?
Okay.
How many years you been going through it? How many months?
Mm.
Has it been all your life? Have you been struggling? Did you struggle in elementary school? Or kindergarten? Or grade school? Or high school? Did you struggle in college? Have you been struggling with your marriage?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been struggling on your job?
Mm.
Have you been struggling paying your rent, your mortgage?
Yeah.
Jesus asked the question, how long is it ago since this came upon him? How long? And the man answered, what did he say?
And he said, of a child.
In other words, he said, all his life. Jesus is asking you tonight, how long you been doubting me?
Mm.
How long you been without? How long have you been struggling to make it? How long?
Mm.
Jesus wants to know, how long have you been struggling?
Mm.
How long
have
you been struggling? How long?
Yeah.
How long have you been struggling? How long? That's what Jesus wants to know. How long have you been without mortgage? Money. How long you been without a job? That's what Jesus wants to know. How long? How long have you been going through this? And what he said, what?
And he said, of the child.
Have you all been going through this all your life, just about?
Hmm.
Since you can remember?
Hmm.
Has it always been like this in your life?
Hmm.
Have you always had a need? Has it been like one minute you're up and next minute you're down?
Mm-hmm.
That was Jesus asked the question. Look, mm-hmm. Now guess what? In verse 22, he said what? Man said.
And all times it has cast him into the fire.
The guy said, wait a minute, Jesus. It got worse than this.
And into the water.
I mean, Jesus is asking you a question tonight.
Mm-hmm.
How is life? Is it okay? And you saying, did you, well, Jesus, well, sometimes it's all right, sometimes it's not. Sometimes I'm up and sometimes I'm down.
Mm.
Sometimes I got joy. Sometimes I'm sad.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I got money. Sometimes I don't. And he said, all the time it casts him well.
Into the fire.
And what?
And into the water to destroy him.
To destroy him.
My.
Jesus said, everything that's happened to your life, it was there to destroy you and make you give up.
Right.
And what did God say?
But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help.
At least this guy had some morals. His morals was together, I tell you.
Right.
He said, God, I got a problem here, but if you can help me,
but,
if you can do anything, have compassion. Have compassion.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I'm struggling. I can't help myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking those asleep, will you sit at the gym tonight? Lord, help me. I need help. Are you too ashamed to ask Jesus Christ to help you? Will you ask him tonight? Lord, help me. I need your help. This is what this guy said. Now look what it says in the next verse. Jesus, go ahead.
Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe.
Whoa. Jesus said, it's not the thing where I can do it or not, but it's really the ball is in your court. Can you believe?
Mm.
See, he asked Jesus, look, he asked Jesus, if you can do anything, have compassion and help us. And Jesus turns around and said, what?
If thou canst believe.
It's got nothing to do with I can do it or not,
because
I can do it. But Jesus said, if you can believe, what else did he say?
All things are possible to him that believeth.
Your child can be healed. You can get a job. You can get married.
Mm.
You can be healed. Now he said, all things. What does all things include?
Whatever you ask for. Whatever you believe and ask for.
Whatever's wrong in your life can be corrected.
Everything.
Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior is able to turn your midnights into day.
Yes, he can.
He's able to turn your tears of sadness into tears of joy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, my God. Look. Verse 24 says what?
And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief.
I've been talking about that for months. How unbelief is the real killer.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
See, belief and unbelief walks right together.
Mm-hmm.
It's like faith and doubt walks together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this man said, I believe, but I recognize and realize there is some unbelief. The question tonight is, do our listeners understand that you have some unbelief?
Mm.
I know you believe, but do you recognize there's something missing?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said the only thing missing was your belief.
Right.
The guy said, I do believe. And then he tells you, well, but you know what? I think I have some unbelief.
Mm.
I'm sure I do.
Well.
So help that unbelief in me.
Right.
To believe.
Amen.
Now, I'm asking someone tonight, can you believe in a supernatural miracle? Can you really believe that God, I mean, I know you say it, but do you really, really believe that things are going to get better in your life?
Amen.
Honey, do you really believe that your body going to be healed?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got somebody now, we're dealing with cancer. But I wonder, do they really, really believe? See, the Bible says all things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be healed. There's no one died in this world that God could not heal.
No.
The only way you could die, not get healed, is unbelief.
Right.
Because he said all things are possible. And God is not a liar.
No.
And neither he the Son of Man that he got to repent.
Mm-hmm.
If Jesus says something, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing too hard for God.
Right.
Okay. We got it.
Nothing.
Is anything too hard for God?
Nothing too hard for God. Nothing.
But our message is, some things is going to be only moved by fasting and prayer.
Right.
You have to pray.
You will have to do.
Some things ain't going to move without prayer now.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
And some things ain't going to move right away.
Jesus.
Because it's a stubborn demon.
Yeah.
But he's got to go.
Don't wanna go.
Ain't no demon can withstand Jesus Christ. Ain't right. No demon got more power than God Almighty.
Amen.
Satan, Jesus said, I saw him kicked out of heaven like lightning.
Amen.
So there's no demon. Nowhere.
Nowhere.
I don't care if it's tuberculosis. I don't care if it's cancer. I don't care if it's sugar diabetes. No demon nowhere got power over Jesus Christ.
That's right.
No demon.
Not one.
Okay, let's go look up. Verse 25. What do you say?
When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter it no more into him.
And enter into him no more. And enter no more into him. Look, Jesus wanted to rid you of poverty. He wanted to rid you of sickness.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to rid you of ignorance.
Mm.
He said, I want to deliver you. I come to seek and to save that which is lost.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus said, I came to my own, but my own received me not.
Mm.
Will y'all receive him tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Will you let Jesus do it? I'm just a preacher, but Jesus can do it.
Mm.
I might can't do it, but Jesus can.
Mm-hmm.
And he charged that demon in that boy that had been with him since he was a child.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus called him a dumb and deaf spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And he charged that spirit, come out of him and enter no more into him. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 26, what does he say?
And the spirit cried and rent his sword and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead.
Now, I talked about that tonight. Sometimes the people you're with are causing you to miss your blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll say negative things. You tried, but you can't win them all. And you'll start believing that. And you say, well, my best friend said, his uncle died like this.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmama died like this. And my mother died. But God can change that.
Mm-hmm.
I told the story how my father died young. My mother died young. My grandmother died young.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got about 40 years old, I started thinking death.
Mm-hmm.
My brother died at 30-some years old.
Mm-hmm.
William died. He's very young. And so when I got about 45, man, I started thinking negative. And I'm going to tell you something that my ex-wife said that really helped me. I remember one night I went home and I sat down. I was just beat. And she said, Lonnie, I said, yeah, you act like you're trying to die.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? And I said, wait a minute, I ain't trying to die. She said, you just sit down like you're so tired, like you just giving up. My brother had just died. And so he was 30-something years old. I was like 45. And I'm saying, I don't know. Honey, I lost all. I didn't know it. But I was thinking negative. I wasn't trying to die. Like, I just didn't have no energy. And by her saying that to me, it shook me back into reality. And I'm wondering, like, can I shake somebody back in reality? Can you not give up? Can you believe that God's going to bring you out? Can you believe that this storm is going to pass? In the book of Acts, chapter 26 and 27, there was a storm called the Euroclydon. I mean, it was pitch black. They couldn't see sun, moon, or stars for many days on the ocean. And God, Paul, the man of God, said, except you stay with this ship, you should all perish. What I'm asking you all tonight, can you believe God? Can you believe that God is going to do what you need to be done in your life for you? I know he can, but will you believe he'll do it for you?
Amen.
See, it's one thing knowing that he's able, but do you believe that he's going to do it for you? I believe. Do you believe?
I'm a believer.
I believe that there is no situation, no problem, no trouble, no sickness,
nothing
is impossible for God to get you out.
No financial situation.
God can get you out. God can get you out. Look, I'm just talking to somebody. Verse 26 says, and he cried out and ran himself. The devil's going to try to make it bad now. He ain't going to just let you go.
Yeah.
The Bible says, many people said, he's dead. Somebody might count you out tonight.
My God.
It may be a family member. It may be your wife. It may be your husband. It may be a preacher. It may be a close friend, an associate. But don't you give up. Jesus said, come out that boy. And the demon had to go. But he was thrown down like he was dead. And some of the people said, boy, he's dead now. Verse 27, right.
But Jesus took him by hand and lifted him up. And he arose.
That's what God can do. That's what God will do.
Amen.
That's his ability. Mm-hmm. What I said tonight, God can do what he wants to do.
Yes, he can. He really can.
And he don't have to have nobody's permission.
Nope.
He can bring you out of your problem.
Yes, he can.
And he can heal your body.
Mm-hmm.
And he can make you the head and not the tail.
That's right.
And ain't nothing nobody can do about it.
Nobody.
Not the devil. Not a demon. Mm-hmm. Nobody can stop the blessings of God.
That's right.
Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose.
Mm-hmm.
Not the same one that they said was dead.
No good.
They already said he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus lifted him up, and he arose. They may have counted you out, but I feel a lifting in my second. I feel a lifting in my spirit. That God is lifting somebody up out of that situation.
Thank you, Jesus.
Out of that dungeon.
Mm.
I'm believing that God is taking you out of that trouble and placing you on a rock, a solid rock, and that rock is Christ. Can somebody say amen to that?
Amen to that.
Verse 29, good thing.
And when he was come into the house, his disciple asked him privately, why could not we cast him out?
Now that's a pretty good question there, right? You, Jesus' disciple. Somebody listen to me tonight. You hear me talking, but you wouldn't dare say this.
My Lord.
You would say it. Why? Because the unbelief is dead.
Okay.
Oh, you believe Jesus now. But you don't believe he's going to do it for you.
Oh.
Now, you know God can heal. But you ain't going to tell nobody to heal. You ain't going to take nobody by the hand like Paul did and lift them up, and like Jesus did. You're going to say, pull the curtains. Hail Mary. Swing low.
That's the one.
Sweet cherry on.
That's the one. It's over.
Coming for to carry me home. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see?
A band of angels.
A band of angels coming forward to carry me home. Why do you want to give up? Why are you speaking that negative stuff?
Mm-mm.
Why are you letting people speak that stuff to you?
Don't do it.
Don't you let nobody tell you that.
No.
Look, so you ain't talking to me?
Not me.
I told that story about these two guys who put in the dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
One guy said, well, man, I'm just laying down and going to die. The other guy said, you can do it for what you want to. But I'm waiting for McDonald's over myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got to be optimistic,
mm-hmm.
not pessimistic. See, if you're pessimistic, you'll think things ain't going to get no better. You'll think I'm doomed.
Mm-hmm.
If you're pessimistic, you'll believe that God ain't going to heal you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're pessimistic, you'll believe that trouble gonna always be in your family.
Mm-hmm.
You'll believe that this is your lot in life because you're pessimistic.
Mm-hmm.
But you become optimistic,
mm-hmm.
that this too is gonna pass. Trouble don't last always. Weeping man do for the night.
That's right.
But joy is coming in the morning.
Coming.
My joy is coming.
Yes, Lord.
And you got to believe your joy is
coming. Hallelujah.
Don't talk about the song, but believe that God gonna do it for you.
God himself. That's right.
Honey,
that's right.
I truly believe that God gonna make a way.
Yeah.
In Bible study tonight, I was telling them about how I believe God gonna make a way. Mm-hmm. We're gonna have that. We're gonna go on a fast Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna put the kitchen and the restaurant and everything on hold. I'm not gonna eat no food. I'm not gonna drink no water. I'm going to lay down my plate. I'm going to fast. Friday morning, starting at 6 a.m.
Mm.
And we're going to shut in the church Friday night, starting at 8 p.m.
Amen.
And I'm not coming out until Saturday morning at 6 a.m. I know I got a funeral to go to Saturday at 2 p.m.,
mm.
Sister Coops. But yet still, I'm going to shut in Friday night.
All right.
Because I believe God going to do something supernatural.
Amen. I'm looking for it.
Some of y'all going to have some testimony.
Yes, sir.
Pastor Stocks, I heard your broadcast.
Mm.
And I took you at your word.
Yes, sir.
And I started believing that this shoe was going to pass.
Amen.
I started believing that God is my strength.
Mm-hmm.
I started believing that I'm the head and not the tail. I'm a winner and not a loser. You know one of the ladies tonight, I was talking to her, and I said, you know, you're a woman. She said, you know what? I was born a woman.
Oh,
yes, really? You was. Yes, you were. You were born a woman.
Thank
you. You might be struggling now, but this don't mean, look, everything got to change.
Everything.
If you don't believe it, look in the mirror. Everything changed.
Yes.
Nothing stays the same.
Mm-hmm.
So why your trouble can't change? Mm-hmm. It can turn into a blessing.
Amen.
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 Your crying of sadness can turn into crying of joy.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your praises. Who that? She said, "Tod our God." We need to tod our God.
Yeah.
Jesus. Amen. Tod our Him.
Yes.
We need to lift our hands and just praise Him and thank Him. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
I'm out of this. I'm coming out.
Thank you, Jesus.
My tomorrow is better than my today.
Yes.
I got a future,
mm-hmm.
and it looks great.
Mm-hmm.
I may be struggling today, but I will not be struggling tomorrow.
Yes, Lord.
This too got to come to an end.
Yes, Lord.
Because I serve the Almighty God.
Oh,
and His name is Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
He's the sovereign God.
Mm-hmm.
He's got all power.
All power.
My God is omnipotent.
Yes.
Omniscient.
Yes.
And He's omnipresent.
Yes, Lord.
He's all powerful, all knowing,
yes, Lord.
And everywhere at the same time.
Yes.
Where can I go from the presence of God? Mm-hmm. As the Bible says, you make your bed in hell, mm-hmm. he'll be there.
Yes.
If you take the wings of a morning, fly to the uttermost part of the earth, he'll be there.
Yes, he
I've been to Israel. I've been to Europe. I even been to Vienna, but God was there.
Mm.
I've been to Mississippi. God was there. I've been to
yeah.
South Carolina. God was there. New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey,
mm.
Connecticut, but God was there.
Mm-hmm.
Where can you go from the presence of God? Mm-hmm. Listen, Bishop Figueroa preached a message about 30 years ago in my church. He said, if I was living in Timbuktu, I'm going to still be blessed.
Because
mm-hmm. God says I'm
blessed.
Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He said, if I was living in Africa, I'm going to be blessed because God says I'm blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Saints, are y'all hearing me? You going to be blessed, but you got to pray and fast.
Mm-hmm.
You can't let it go now.
That's right.
Let me go. My answer said, let me. Verse 29 said what?
And he said unto them.
This is Jesus talking.
This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting.
Saints, are y'all hearing me tonight? If there is something that has held you hostage, that has bound you, you can be released from that tonight.
That's right.
What I say about prayer and fasting.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you're in the Newman area, Greenville area, Aiden area, Kinston area, Rocky Mount, Otago, Willowville, any of these places. I want y'all to chuckle with it. Come on by Jesus' same mission
mm-hmm.
on tomorrow, on a Friday night, on Friday evening. We're going to start by 8 o'clock, but you get there by 10. We're going to start all night long, we're going to be talking about the Word of God, showing you how to be successful,
yes.
showing you how you can be delivered.
That's right.
All from God's Word.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, my sake, oh, yeah. Everything I want to show you, how you can be successful. Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Mm-hmm.
It is not just for money,
that's right.
but it's for you. But the Bible tells you how to get out. You got to pray and fast. Jesus Christ said, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. That's Mark chapter 9, verse 29. Did y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Jesus does not mean that a time of prayer was necessary just in the instant so that could command the evil spirit to release its control of the boy. He didn't say that.
Nah.
But what is it? Look, Nate, what is it? Number two.
An isolated time of prayer is not enough to develop that kind of spiritual power and authority.
God said, you don't just pray today
yeah.
and stop praying.
No, it's not.
And expect a supernatural
Mm-mm.
miracle to take place. But you have to have a continuity, a consistency,
yeah.
repetitious,
mm-hmm.
over and over.
Yeah.
You have to have a prayer life.
Mm-hmm.
A prayer mentality.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a verb of prayer.
Right.
You know, you got to have a prayer. You don't have to be like no one else. But you got to look genuinely unto God.
Mm-hmm.
And watch him move things for you.
Amen.
Look what it says, number three. What is it? Jesus did what?
Jesus is talking about a principle.
It's a principle.
Where there is little prayer, there's little faith.
If there's little prayer, you got little faith.
Where there is much prayer based on true commitment to God and his word, there is much faith.
What are we telling you tonight? The shackles that has you bondage, that has you bound,
mm-hmm.
can be loosed tonight by prayer.
Thank you.
And you get genuine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, totally surrender to Christ.
Right.
And mean it from the depths of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Much prayer
mm.
is true commitment to God and his word.
Mm.
And there is much faith.
Yeah.
There's no unlimited. There's no limitation.
Mm-hmm.
God can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Look, and the Bible says, number four, what? If what?
If the disciples that follow Jesus' example and develop a strong and consistent prayer life, they could have had the spiritual power to deal successfully highlight.
Did y'all see what was saying? The only reason Jesus' disciples couldn't cast that devil out, they failed to pray.
Hmm.
They had not a consistent prayer life.
Hmm.
Honey, no matter what God gives us, but we got to stay consistent in prayer.
Yes.
Luke chapter 18, verse 1 says what?
One day, Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up.
So prayer is vital.
Mm-hmm.
Essential.
Mm-hmm.
You can't overlook prayer, and you can't leave prayer out. Somebody said, well, if it's going to take all that, I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, you do. I'm going to tell you, yes, you do. It takes all this, and you do need it. Because God will bless you.
Yes, he will.
He will bless you. Look, I want to just look just for a minute. Honey, I've been saved 41 years.
Okay.
September going to be 42 years.
Okay.
September the 15th. And God ain't never let me down. I never knew a lot. I was telling the preachers last night. I didn't grow up in church.
Mm.
I didn't know anything about church.
Right.
But when I got saved, I got serious with God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still serious with God.
Mm-hmm.
As I was telling my son today, you can't listen to other people.
Yeah.
You got to pattern your life according to the word of God.
That's
and God will answer his word.
He will.
See, God's not going to answer my expectations unless they're in his word.
Right.
God's not going to answer my desires unless they're in his word.
Right.
The Bible said if you ask anything according to his will, you know that he hear you and that you have the petition that you desire of him.
Right.
Now that's what God said.
That's what God said.
So if y'all want this miracle to take place, get real with God. Stop trying to be smart.
Right.
Start about trying to be sarcastic.
Yeah.
Don't be Mr. Know-it-all, Miss Know-it-all. Don't be didactic.
Mm-hmm.
Always want to teach. But listen.
Yeah.
The Bible says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You can't see it no other way, honey. Look, I know I'm talking a little bit to people, but the Bible says right here in Luke chapter 1, verse 18, what?
One day Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up.
Always pray and don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor, I don't think I'm going to get. Yes, you are. Pastor, I can't. I bet. Yes, you are. Pastor, no. Don't let no negativity come out your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Refuse. No. You are in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And Christ is in you.
Right.
And things that could not happen will happen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because he is God.
Mm-hmm.
He is the Savior.
Mm.
And God the Father sent Jesus to be a propitiation for your sin and my sin.
Right.
And that means a covering. Oh, we all have sinned.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture said, there's none righteous, no, not one.
All right.
Nobody's better than the other.
Nobody.
But we're trying to get you to see tonight that you are important and God loves you.
Amen.
And if you pray, he will make the devil get his hat and scat.
Yes, sir.
He got to turn you loose.
Yes, sir.
And you in Greenville, Rocky Mount, Tarver, Griffin, Newbern, anywhere close to Greenville, stop over by the church prior tonight. We're going to have a Holy Ghost time.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spirit of God is going to be here presently. He's going to be here in demonstration and in power.
Yes, sir.
Meet us here. That's 1007 West Arlington Boulevard, Greenville, North Carolina. 27834. Meet me here.
Mm-hmm.
And watch God bless you. Meet me here. There is on the screen. The Jesus Saved Ministry, 1007 West Arlington, ARLING, TON Boulevard, Greenville, North Carolina, 27834. We're between Hooker Road and Memorial Drive. We're actually between Dunn Street and Calvin Way, right here on Arlington Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you in church. Honey, what you going to say?
I just want to say that today is going to be the day we're going to start and get our mindset for this big fast that's coming up. Get your Bible, get your scriptures, get whatever it takes to get yourself geared up and know and expect a miracle. Look at Luke 18:1. We got to pray and never give up.
Never.
We got to trust God more now than ever. And we're getting ready to go into this fast, expecting. I told my mother, I said, Mom, we are going to shut in. There were some things that only prayer and fasting is going to do. Your miracle is in this shut in Saturday night. There are some things we want from God.
That's right.
We're going in, and we will come out. When we come out, God is going to honor us.
Hallelujah.
So we're expecting God to do some great things. I believe the word, I trust the word.
Verse 2 says,
there was a judge in a certain city. He said, who neither feared God nor cared about people. This is Jesus telling the story.
Jesus telling the story.
He's telling this story.
There's a judge that didn't fear God.
Nor cared about people.
He didn't care about nobody. But there was a woman there. Look.
A widow of that city came to him repeatedly saying, give me justice in this dispute with my enemy.
Hallelujah.
The judge ignored her for a while, but finally he said to himself, I don't fear God or care about people.
Good God Almighty. But what happened?
Verse 5, but this woman is driving me crazy.
God Almighty.
I'm going to see that she gets justice because she is wearing me out with her constant request.
Now, what's what Jesus said in the next verse, though?
Then the Lord said, learn a lesson from this unjust judge.
Learn a lesson. What's the lesson? Look.
Verse 7, even he rendered a just decision in the end. So don't you think God will surely give justice to his chosen people, to his chosen people who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off?
God is telling you tonight, he's not going to put you off. He's going to answer your prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You will come through this. And Brother Lynn was telling me, he learned that opposition comes, but guess what? God always stands up. He always gives us the victory.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible said, this is the victory that overcome the world. Mm-hmm. Even our faith.
Yes, Lord.
Verse 8 says what?
I tell you, he will grant justice to them quickly. But when the Son of Man returns, how many will he find on the earth who have faith?
Jesus said all it takes is faith. Mm. Jesus told that young man in Mark 9, if you can believe, all things is possible.
That's right.
Anything is possible.
Anything.
Everything is possible.
That's right.
There's nothing off limits with God.
Nothing.
God can do anything but fail.
Amen.
I want y'all to know, look at what it says in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1.
Then the Spirit led Jesus into the desert to be tempted by the devil.
Jesus was tempted, you're going to be tempted. But Jesus overcame.
Jesus did not eat anything for 40 days and 40 nights. At the end of that time, he was hungry.
We only going to go 24 hours. But Jesus went 40 days and 40 nights.
Mm-hmm.
What does that prove? That fasting is right.
That's right.
Prayer is right.
Mm-hmm.
You need that time to get along with you and God.
You need it.
Did you hear me? Verse 3, what does it say?
All the time. At stone five.
Acts 12 and 5. Let's go.
All the time that Peter was under heavy guard in the jailhouse, the church prayed for him most tenderly.
Look, Peter was in jail. He was in jail. But the church prayed. Hmm. And that's what we're going to do.
That's right.
Friday is going to be a day of prayer. And Friday night, we're going to shut in the church. Listen, give me your prayer request. Honey, give them our email. And they can send it to us. Send it to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can send it by email,
mm-hmm.
and you can text it, and we're going to put you on that altar. Give me your name. Give them the email address.
Our email address is GoJesusNow. GoJesusNow @AOL.com.
Or you can text me at 347-415-5226. We want that prayer request in.
Mm-hmm.
I want to pray for you. And I want you to get that miracle because all things is possible. The Bible says, with God,
all things
are possible.
Right.
You don't have to keep struggling.
Mm-mm-mm.
You can be delivered.
That's right.
You can be set free.
That's right.
I feel something here. Look what it says in Acts 16 and 13.
On the Sabbath, we went a little way outside the city to a riverbank where we thought people would be meeting for prayer. And we sat down to speak with some women who had gathered there.
They went out the way
mm-hmm.
to a place of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we ask y'all to do.
Mm-hmm.
Is pray.
Mm-hmm.
And watch God break that curse in your life. Watch that yoke be taken off your shoulder. Watch that weight be taken off your shoulder.
Exactly.
God is able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all hearing me?
Mm-hmm.
Look what it says in Philemon, verse 22. I think that's verse 122. Let's say,
one more thing. Please prepare a guest room for me, for I am hoping that God will answer your prayers and let me return to you soon.
I'm telling you, prepare a guest room. Prepare to go on a vacation.
All right.
Prepare to go on a honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
Prepare to have a great day.
Yeah.
Because we're praying for you.
Are y'all ready? Right.
Look, Luke chapter 18, verse 12, say what?
I fast twice a week and I give you a tenth of my income.
Are y'all hearing me? Now, if you're going to pray, fulfill it with an offering. Make sure. If you're not a member of my church, and I know that, or whatever church you're in, pay your offering, your tithe. Be faithful. If you're not in a church, get in a church. If you don't have a church, sow into this ministry or any ministry. Sow. Listen, your seed cannot grow until you sow it. You got to sow it.
That's so.
Look, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, from the King James Bible, what is it?
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
I can do all things through Christ because he's my strength.
Mm-hmm.
Romans chapter 8, verse 31, from the Message Bible, what is it?
So what do you think? With God on our side like this, how can we lose?
How are you going to lose? And you're obeying what God says. That young man was brought to Jesus' disciples, and they could not heal him. And Jesus came and the Father went to him. He appealed to Jesus. And Jesus said, how long has this boy been like this? He said, since a child. Sometimes we throw him in the fire. Sometimes we throw him in the water for the purpose of killing him. And the Father said, well, why couldn't we? What happened? Jesus said, because of your unbelief. And the Father said, well, I do believe. Help my unbelief. Hallelujah. And then the disciples came to Jesus and said, why could we not cast them out? And Jesus' word was what? That's right. God is the only one to give you victory today. I got to go. The clock on the wall is telling me so. This is the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast hosted by myself, Apostle Lonnie Starr, and my wonderful wife, Evangelist Charlene Starks. You can call us by telephone, 252-689-6172 or 252-214-0799. Expect a miracle today. Honey, we got about 2 minutes. What you say?
Look for your miracle. Expect God. And remember, this time, some devil's only going to move by fasting and praying.
Jesus said that's where it's going to move.
Mm-hmm.
Fast and prayer. Saints, lay down that plate with me Friday morning. I'm not going to eat anything. Mm. I'm not going to drink anything. Now, if you take medication, take your medication. I don't want you to say, well, Pastor Starks got me on. No, if you trust, if you believe that, take your medication. But that other food, that cranberry juice and them bacon and potatoes and the mashed potatoes and all that, leave that alone.
Amen.
Listen, only use what you have to.
Amen.
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 Only use what you have to.
That's right.
I got to go. I'm going over to tell myself. Honey, I tell you, I'm just excited.
Me too.
I'm really believing that God is up to something.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
God is up to something, baby. And I'm grateful. I am so grateful to know that God is up to something. God is really up to something.
Yes, he is.
And you know what? He's going to do something great. Because God is up to something.
Mm-hmm.
The Jesus Aid Ministry, 1007 West Arlington Boulevard, Greenville, North Carolina, 27834. Write me a letter. I want to hear from you. Call me. 252-689-6172. You can call me right now. 252-689-6172. Or you can call me at 252-214-0799. Honey, we got a 24-hour prayer line, not prayer line, but ministry. They can go on 1-605-781-9704. And there's a message up there all the time that you can play it on your phone. Mm-hmm. Honey, God is good.
Yes, is.
And you know what? He's worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
And you know what? I'm getting ready to get up and get out of here
because
God is good.
Mm-hmm.
I love you guys, and I want you to know God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
He gave his life for you. Have a good one.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for being our special guest on the broadcast tonight. We got to go. Give me the deletion. We love to hear from you. You can make all correspondence out to the Jesus Save Ministry, 1007 with Arlington Boulevard, Greenville, North Carolina. Zip code 27834. Or you can email us at gojesusnow@aol.com. Or you can go on our website, www.tjsm.org. Or you can call us. 252-689-6172. Remember, whatever you give to this broadcast, it will always be used for the winning of souls. We got to go because I'm always telling you something. Until the next broadcast, remember that Jesus loves you and I do too. Never, ever give up. Jesus is on your side.
Oh, Jesus, if you let it. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.